Now, nearly 20 years after the Good Friday Agreement, there are still, how many? 66 peace walls dividing the communities in Belfast. If that was on Millionaire, if you had have been asked that question, would you have had any idea? I would have suggested, seriously, I would have thought it was about 10 was the answer. But 66 is a heck of a number. And let me speak to a man who's made a film about this, Brendan McCourt. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Brendan, a peace wall. What is the definition of a peace wall? Is it any form of division between people? And I ask that question considering the West Link was seen as some sort of dividing border between communities. Is the West Link a peace wall, or are there 66 others apart from dividers like that?
I suppose you could argue it is, Frank. It's a barrier or an interface between people, something that divides communities. That may be a physical barrier, like a wall or even a fence, or it may be just, you know, a road that people recognise as that's the line I do not cross.
Now, one of the best films I've ever watched about the Troubles, for want of a better word, in Northern Ireland was A Million Bricks. It was a film made by filmmaker Frank Martin, and it tells a story of a man who basically grew up there on one side of the wall, and he tells the story about the million bricks that divide the communities. It's well worth a watch. Now, he made that, I would say, about 15 years ago. You know, 15 years on, you've got a new film which includes virtual reality, and it tells the story of the walls. What's your approach, Brendan?
Yeah, I've seen that film too, Frank, and the late Seamus Kilders, who worked for the BBC, was also very much involved. It's a brilliant film. It's about the breakup of a community at the start of the Troubles. My film today is using the tool of virtual reality, which is an immersive tool that brings you into a space in a way that you've never been before, using a simple piece of cardboard and two lenses. It tricks the mind into thinking that you're really there in that space. You're able to look around you. You're able to look up at those walls as if you're standing there beside them. So I wanted to find out what it was like for young people who live in those areas. Thousands of tourists come to those walls every day, but we never hear what it's like for the young people who live in the area, who've never known anything different. And I really, as a journalist and filmmaker who's covered all the stories of Northern Ireland for many years, particularly the Troubles, I really wanted to find out what's going on with those young people now. And so two young people on either side, a Protestant young mother and a Catholic youth worker, are the people I worked with. And also I met many young people in the course of making this documentary. And I suppose one of the amazing and heartening and positive things that come out of this is that actually young people at those interfaces today are mixing, they're having relationships, they're having children together, they're even living in each other's areas. That's happening as we speak. So while our politics looks bleak at the minute, there is a really positive story going on the ground, and that is down to the work of people like Belfast Interface Project, people like Stephen Hughes at St. Peter's Immaculata Youth Club in the Lower Falls, and Ruth Pettigrew from Townsend Street Youth Club in the Shankill. They're working tirelessly, and there are many other community workers, people you mentioned, the Springfield Interface there. There are many people working along those interfaces today quietly. There's not much noise about it, but I can tell you there is really, really superb work going on that is way beyond what is happening with our politicians.
I'm just wondering, Brendan, about the people who live cheek by jowl with the wall, who are absolutely up against it, physically, literally up against the wall. And of course, they are not part of the problem. They are just people who happen to live beside the wall. Is there any evidence whatsoever of the actual people who live against the wall ever meeting the person who's the thickness of two bricks away on the other side?
Well, interesting you should say that, Frank. It doesn't happen very often, in my experience. In fact, I'm working on a similar project with women's groups. It's going to be out in a couple of weeks' time. And basically, these women are coming together to do something to bring, really, to create a shared space between them and do something positive. And for, they asked specifically in all of these groups, at eight women's groups, said they'd never seen the other side of the peace wall. So they were taken on a special trip to see the other side of the wall which they lived beside. Now, I have to say, I've talked to a lot of people who live right in the shadow of those walls. There is still fear there, particularly among the older generations, because they remember the bad times. But there is positivity as well. People recognise that someday those walls will have to come down. We're going to have to live together as a community in a normal way. And everyone recognises that. It's just getting there. That's the trick.
And when you... We report on this quite regularly. When a piece of the wall does come down, and this has happened, it is a good news story, and new interface housing is built, and there have been examples of that. But if you go up to Divis and you look down on the city and you trace the wall with your eye, it's a very sad reflection. I'm talking about the significant run of the wall. It's a very sad reflection on the city when you see people whose houses are exactly the same on one side and the people whose houses are exactly the same on the other side, who probably are going out to try and make a pound doing a day's work on one side. The same people, the same type of person is going out to make a pound on the other side. Their children are going to schools that are exactly the same, but there's this massive wall that is between them. And if any two of those people, as you say, met in the town, they could have a chat, they could have a conversation, they could fall in love, they could go out with each other, they could have a pint. We could be completely normal, but we're not normal when we're divided by bricks like that.
The walls are a sad reflection of our history. We can't change our history, but we can change our future, and that is happening. It's going to take small steps of confidence building to make that happen, but as I said, with the making of this documentary, I can see that positive change coming along. I can see the willingness for it to happen. So yeah, there's so much positive work going on the ground. I certainly have confidence in the future. As a father of a daughter who's 18, I'd love her to stay and work in this city and live here. But definitely from working at the interfaces, I just see positivity and good things happening. So there's a lot to be optimistic about for this city.
Yeah, let's stay optimistic and tell us when people might be able to see this. It's made by New Red TV. Will there be general access to this documentary, Brendan?
Absolutely, there will, Frank. It will be on the Community Relations Council website because they funded it. But I'll also add it to your timeline this morning so that your listeners can see it. And I'll be out and about. The various media will be putting up the website address this morning. It's being launched at the Innovation Factory this morning on the Springfield Road, right beside the interface, quite appropriately. But it will be out there in the media and people will be able to find it. It's called Will the Walls Come Down?
Will the Walls Come Down?
Yeah, and all you need is a bit of cardboard and two lenses. It costs about £2 to £3. You can buy them in some of the local tech shops, or you can get a more high-tech, a more expensive version. But the cheap version costs about £3 and does just a good job.
And you will be able to see the virtual reality side of it if you use that.
Absolutely. But also, YouTube has a VR channel now, and the little hand appears, and you can actually use your hand to scroll around using your mobile phone or your computer screen, so it is quite accessible.
Yeah, just the other thing, if you don't have the lenses, is it blurred, the screen?
No, it isn't. It's quite sharp.
Okay, that's good. So you can watch it without lenses as well, still get the full story.
You can, yeah. You can watch it on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah. Brendan, I'm really interested to see it. I'm really interested in looking at it at some point in the very near future. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Bye.
That's the filmmaker, Brendan McCourt. Do you live by the walls? Let us know. Would you be prepared for them to come down? Say by 2020, big operation, big job, the walls are coming down, or would it put the fear through you? Do let us know.